providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for the second half of the KE Report. I want to tell you, I really like what Dr. Chalk has to say, and I know it's very, very non-secular, but you know what? It just really makes sense. Talking about things like absolutes, as we discussed in the first half of the show, is something that I think is incredibly important. It's an incredibly important topic when we're talking about societal issues right now. Got Jim McKinney on the line with me right now. Jimmy and I have been talking off mic all week, and we decided it would be very appropriate only this week to devote the second half hour of the show entirely to a discussion about what happened on Wednesday. I do want to just say one thing. I don't normally take criticism badly, but I got to tell you, Silver Dollar, you are so off base. I just don't believe it. I mean, I guess I want to start off by saying, number one, the actions right now that the Democrats are taking against Donald Trump in terms of impeachment, et cetera, what happened to the peace in the Middle East situation? The first president who's ever accomplished it to the degree that he has. I suppose if you're anti-Semitic, you don't like that. But I guess I'm not anti-Semitic, as listeners are aware. I think that Trump should probably get a Nobel Peace Prize for what he put together in the Middle East. I don't think there's any question about that. I want to go on. I want to talk a little bit about what the conservatives came out with today. As Trump said again today, you know, no more violence. Let's just make this transition peaceful. And I know someone like Silver Dollar is going to come back and he's going to say, well, if he's going to be peaceful, why the hell doesn't he go to the why doesn't he go to the swearing in of Joe Biden? That would be probably the stupidest question I ever heard from anybody in my life. Why don't you tackle it first, Jimmy? Because you're certainly not stupid.
Well, that's everything's relative, right?
Yep.
Some people on the left certainly think that I am. But I think the reason why the president is not attending is if he attends, then it somewhat legitimizes the Biden victory. And I think there's so many questions and so many concerns by his base that legitimizing that victory would be unfortunate. If you're a Republican in name only, if you're an old school elitist from inside the Beltway, and that, you know, Democrat, Republican, whatever, and you are trying to protect the system, then you're going to say everybody needs to play nice and do what just shut up, stay in line. And what you saw and what you're seeing is so many Americans that are just tired of that elitism that has forgotten the rest of the country. And I think Donald Trump, by not attending the inauguration, or at least stating he's not going to attend the inauguration, is saying, hey, look, it's not a legitimate victory, and I'm confident that he'll be continuing to operate politically, if not attempt to run for 2024, which is clearly why the Democrats are attempting at the last minute to impeach him in the last 2 weeks, or, you know, week and a half of his presidency, because yeah, they really want to do whatever they can to destroy the Republicans at mm-hmm. any opportunity, any conservatives. And it is sad, because they are delegitimizing half the country.
You know, I'll tell you, I've known three politicians over the years pretty well on a personal note. One of them was Ron Paul, one of them was Brian Baird, and one of them was Walter Jones. And I have to tell you, they all left politics. Jones died, but he was very, very upset what was going on politically in the Beltway, as were both my friend Ron Paul and a guy who I also really respect, Brian Baird. Brian had it made. Brian, conceivably, he was a Democrat, sorry about that, but he was a very, very intelligent man. I knew the guy really well. He represented our district. I got all the time in the world for people like him. But I'll tell you, to compare Brian to somebody like Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi, there's no comparison. I wish I had the opportunity to get to know Schumer personally. Nancy Pelosi, it doesn't matter. But I can't imagine anybody being as vindictive and as vitriol as Chuck Schumer is. Maybe he's got a reason to be that way. I don't know. Maybe, you know, in the other room, he's a really nice guy. I don't know, but I sure don't understand him.
Well, I think it's zero-sum game politics. It's destruction at all costs, your enemy. And if you don't have moral values, and if you're willing to say whatever it takes and lie and manipulate, then you're going to go ahead and continue to do everything. If the ends justify the means, and clearly the ends were embarrassing this presidency to any extent possible through the entire presidency, even before they won the election in 2016, then you're justified because you've made every single accusation you possibly could to undermine the administration and where they were headed.
Yep.
Unfortunately, many of those things were very good for the country and regaining confidence in America, rebuilding manufacturing, employment, support for Black communities and Hispanic communities. So many positive things in the international front with, you know, reduction in tensions with North Korea, with the peace agreements in the Middle East, putting Iran on notice, withdrawing troops.
You know, and what about the rest of the Middle East, for God's sakes? You know, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Oman, et cetera, et cetera. I mean,
they're all negotiating peace. It's amazing.
It's a historical event. There's no question about it. And if the Nobel Committee was even close to being unbiased, Trump would get the Nobel Peace Prize for that, or his son would. I don't know. One of them would.
Yeah, but the globalist elites that are attempting to manage the future of the world right now.
Yeah, they are.
There are no way going to give legitimacy to anything this administration has done.
Absolutely.
And you know, the politicians that, you know, lapdog politicians that jump up and, you know, kiss them or take a bone or whatever cash they can to continue on with their operations and their functions and their quest for power. Mm-hmm. They're never going to stand up for something that's even right. It's just, that's how upside down our world has become.
Well, I got to tell you, Jimmy, I want to talk about this since we got two segments to go in this particular weekend. I want to talk about that, obviously, again, after the commercial break, which is coming up here in pretty quick, about 2 minutes. But I want to say that I am absolutely amazed at the status of our country right now. I can go on and on and on. But I don't want to offend anybody. I really don't. I just want to say, in my opinion, I am absolutely amazed. Am I proud to be an American? Not today. I am not today proud to be an American.
Well, I'm proud to be an American. And so I'm still proud to be an American. But what many of the people in the progressive left, in the media, and the millennials and these ideologists, they're not proud of America. America is a different place for them, and that's what's happened in our education, in our politics, in our quest for, you know, technology and supporting these tech companies and what they're doing, and in our totally, you know, information controlled society. They don't understand even what America is, and America is a much different place than what they want and what they see, and that's unfortunate, you know.
Well, I don't disagree with that whatsoever. You know, I think it's really true. I'd say, you know, it's interesting. Amazon is now the largest employer in the Seattle, Washington area. And I guess what I would like to know, with the power that that company has with the individual, okay, not the big-time airplane buyers, but the individual consumer like you and I and Laura and Kathy, et cetera, I just wonder how good a thing that is. Jim, I want you to think about that. We've got to take a commercial break here. I just have time to wrap up, and that's basically about it. But how good is it that Amazon and Microsoft have the economic power that they do? I'd like to get some opinions on that one from our audience. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be back in just a couple of seconds.